Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
What's up, After Buzzers? Welcome to the Pose After Show. We're in season 2, episode 9. Just one more episode left. What? Okay, so we got a girls' trip this episode. Blanca's got a new boo, and Alexia's got the hookup. Stay tuned with us.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Pose After Show. Thank you guys so much for waiting in the live chat. We love you guys. You're so loyal. And, of course, make sure you keep that live chat popping and leave a comment down below. Welcome to our panel. We are the House of Pose. But I know Brendan likes to say House of Haley. But, you guys, we're all together. We're all here.
What can I say? I'm just trying to branch out.
You know what? It's okay. We'll have someone take over your room, okay? It's fine. You guys,
oh, she came to play.
Listen, right. What's up? This is House of Pose. You guys, I'm Jamie Gray. And, of course, to my left, I have...
Hey guys, it's Marielle. So glad to be back.
Yes.
And we're going to mix it up. This week, it is the House of Brendan. House of Wintour. It's Brendan Haley,
choose
guys.
Just one, Brendan. Just one.
And as y'all know, it's your girl, Deshauna O, back again with another episode of Pose.
Yes, back again. So, you guys, literally one more episode left. We have the season finale next week. So, this is episode 9, Life's a Beach. They have a girls' trip. Overall thoughts?
Real beachy.
That was real beachy. The sand, the sunscreen.
I think what was so
the sweat.
That was a big theme this week. I think what was so interesting about the episode is we're so used to having like this person died this week. We're murder and trans people activism, and then it's actually just a happy episode. Like
it's just
a rom com primarily.
Yeah, that's what I thought. It was like a happy, fun, you know, seeing the girls live their best life kind of episode. So yeah, it was a fun one.
It was cute.
Yeah, it was cute.
I enjoyed the swimsuits. I enjoyed the looks. I thought they got Blanca looking right. You know, she was working it with her new boo.
I did.
So I enjoyed that.
I have a lot of questions about the dude that they locked in the cage.
Who, Adrian?
Yes.
Oh, no.
The oh, dude no, not Adrian.
The oh, the guy in the cage. Oh, my God. Yeah, he was very weird. I mean, for my overall thoughts, like you guys said, it was cute. I could have used a little bit more oomph, you know, like for a girl's trip. But I think, you know, we'll get into Blanca and her whole little ocean. I don't know why she thought to go that far into the water.
Ocean rumble.
I definitely gave her the side eye, so I was a little confused about that. Let us know what you think in the comments and in the live chat. But, it was cute. I just felt like we said in previous episodes, sometimes it can seem like a filler episode. Like, okay, we've had all this drama. Let's make it happy. And I think that's fine. But for FX, I was like, what else?
Well, that's sort of... for bringing it back, like... I had the feeling of dread watching the episode because it was like, okay, when is something terrible going to happen? Oh, God. It's about to happen. And we didn't really get that because we had all that.
Do you
think
they're purposely playing on that, though?
Well, I don't know.
Ooh, because maybe the next episode, which means you guys have to stay tuned for our predictions because we're always going to give you what we think will happen next. We also have news and gossip. We have everything. So stay tuned for all of that. All right. Well, then let's just go ahead and get into it. Now, first of all, Blanca's nail salon. Okay. Oh, Miss Norman played no game. She's getting her revenge. Were you guys shocked? I was not.
No.
Not at all.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Girl, you knew.
She told her.
Yeah.
She told her from the very beginning, I don't want you here. Right. So if you heard this from the very beginning, you can't really be surprised at the end if she burns it down and gets you out because she told you from the get go. I don't want you here.
The category is arson.
Wow.
She looked real Disney villain doing it.
Yeah.
But you know what's funny, though, guys? When she first got the call, though, I didn't know what the call was. Because it was like she was sweating so bad. I thought the 911 was going to be calling for her or something.
Yeah.
Because she was looking like sick or something. Mm-hmm. And then I didn't know if they were going to be calling her about Pray Tell or...
That's a good point.
I was a little bit spooked. And then when it was the nail salon, I did feel bad, but just, I'm sorry, not as bad. No one died.
Yeah, I mean, but I'm with you on that, Shauna, because we saw, like, someone ruffling in their sheets, and I'm like, is that Pray Tell? Like, who was that, actually? In the very beginning scene...
Oh, that was Blanca.
That was Blanca? Mm-hmm. Oh, sorry, Blanca. But because I was confused. I am confusion. Yeah. But yeah, I was like, what's happening? The phone call, I was with you. I was like, is it Damon? Is it Pray Tell? So it was interesting that happened, especially since with the whole condom episode from like 3 episodes back, I wasn't expecting to see the revenge now. But that's the thing. I think with this season, they have something happen, and then later episodes, we learn more about it. Kind of like with Ricky, he might not be there for an episode, then we see him again. Right. I don't know how I've felt about that this season, because I wanted it to be a little bit more
consistent
uh-huh. and more like in a chronological order, kind of like last season, but you know, it happens. What did you guys think?
Right. I can get jiggy with the jumping around.
Very 90s of you.
Yeah, no. Well, thank you. I can get jiggy with the jumping around if it's like necessary, and if it's like, oh my gosh, like I got a flashback and now we're back in reality, because
yeah,
I've watched shows like that where it jumps in and out of reality. So I mean, I'm cool with the concept. I just feel like because of the show, we're just so used to it, we spoiled.
We are spoiled.
We are.
I really feel like I kind of wish, I mean, I appreciate that Blanca wanted to fight and establish like, no, I'm not gonna let your discrimination stop me. Yeah. But I kind of wish we would have just tried to find a building that was slightly more accepting and, you know, just a better environment for her to grow a business, because now she's invested all of her savings and businesses are expensive, like all the things she had to pay for, and this lady burned it down.
I mean, right, all I'm know? Saying is that she might have a handsome doctor taking care of
her. Good point.
Maybe. Yeah.
Or Elektra. Elektra seems to be doing fine.
She's doing great. Wait,
did you look at that apartment?
Yeah. For lobster.
Right. I know. Pay for oysters. Which, can we get into how Elektra has really honed her mothering skills this mm-hmm. later in this season? Like, compared to last season, complete 180. Seriously.
I think she gets all of her rage and anger and resentment out on the gentlemen that come to her club now.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Yeah. Very good observation.
Yeah. You know, she could just get all her anger out.
I think she's just tired by the time she gets home, and, like, obviously on vacation she laid into that one white woman, so like maybe that was the substitute.
That was amazing.
Which we'll get into, because I was like, I'm surprised she didn't flip a table or pull the tablecloth at this restaurant.
That's her thing.
Yeah. Which, okay, so Elektra, her in this dominatrix job with her client, you guys, personally, I could not. Like, he was just too weird for me. He was too sweaty. Yeah, I just, you know, I really like to be isolated, and I'm like, ugh.
See, now, it was gross. For me, I'm like, where do I sign up? Do you guys have any jobs like that available? Because I will let you know. You stand up in here for 2 or 3 hours, and I'll be back to check on you, and we're going to read the Bible. When I'm done, we're not, because you got your hands tied, so what you going to do? Listen to the word of the Lord. And then I'll be back.
It's a pretty easy job.
I will agree with you. That paycheck must be insane. And exactly. You're not doing anything. You get to. She was in the green room. So is it the green room? I'm a theater kid.
No, me too. We're here on that. Okay, can I ask you guys, would you do a job like this? No judgment. Would you do?
Hey, listen, sex work is a very reputable position.
No judgment.
To be in.
No judgment.
We've all had that moment in life where we've been like, are we going to share? Is this the summer where I turn into a stripper?
Yeah.
No, really. And then I'm like, what should my name be? I've had a couple of names in my stash. Let us know what your name would be.
What was your stripper name or your sex worker name?
Dominatrix.
Right.
Me for sure. I am definitely, let me think.
Oh, I was going to say that one is great alone. Me for sure.
Oh, me for sure. I like that.
Okay.
I like that.
I like copyright that one. Trademark.
Mm-hmm. Well, shoot, I was gonna say Black Unicorn, but
that's cute.
Tiffany Haddish kind of took that one.
Who?
Tiffany Haddish. Yeah. Remember her memoir?
Yeah, we know her.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, me for sure. Then what's yours?
Oh God. Random. Oh God. Oh, I'm thinking of like all the drag names that I've come up with in the past.
Whoa. I actually know mine off top.
Do a combination.
Really? Well, because it's like my alter ego, but no one would know. Like it would have to be used for something. So it would be Nova Scotia.
Hey!
I know it's corny. Yes. I just always loved how that sounds, like Nova Scotia. Like I'm Nova Scotia. Anyway,
okay.
I said it.
Okay, come on, Mario.
Yeah.
I feel like it's something to do with my height, because I'm almost 6 feet tall. Something like an Amazon in it or something. I don't know.
So like we have stallions already taken. We
got like Gal Gadot.
Yeah, stallion. Well, no. That's, I gotta think about that.
I don't know.
You guys, let us know what Marielle should be. Something stallion-esque.
Too. Something like statuesque.
I'm trying to think of something like off the top of my head, like the Chrysler building.
Caramel Chrysler. Yeah.
But yeah, Marielle, who's in the live chat? Let's see what they're saying.
Let's see. We have Gerald in here who agrees with us that it is a lighthearted episode. I believe this is Fire of Desire who says it was lovely.
That's my stripper name. Now right. I'm claiming that is my stripper name.
Fire of Desire. That's right.
Girl.
I like it.
She says it was lovely to see mother and daughters outing and bonding, and she loved Electra's reading, which I definitely did too.
Oh my gosh.
That was hilarious. Snatched, personally.
Hilarious.
I need to take notes from her.
Starlight agrees. She says that read Electra gave needs to be in the Hall of Fame.
Yes. That's right. And then she got to go back for more talking about, oh, I forgot that part. Let me go back for a second.
I forgot to shake the table.
Don't shake unless you're ready to get shook. Now, you guys need to let us know where that reference is from. You get no other hints, so let us know, okay?
She's shaking the table.
Yes, that's right. Reference from. Exactly. So, you guys, with Electra and just this whole beach home, with that read, like with the white woman coming to their table, I was like, this girl has some nerve. What did you guys actually think was going to happen? Because I was like, are they going to get kicked out? Because that was their whole thing, like going to the beach. Blanca stated how she didn't like going to the beach. Mm-hmm. She didn't want to be clocked. She didn't want to be called trainer, anything like that. That's understandable. So they're all going out together to a bougie establishment. Like, did you guys think that was going to be the moment where it's like, bum, 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 or...
I think it played out the way I thought it ultimately did.
Yeah.
As I said earlier, I was waiting for something more dramatic to happen.
See, interesting, because now that was when the positive thinking kicked in on my side. And I was like, this lady is going to come over there and say, you know what? We are not able to have a good time because you guys are having so much fun. Come over to our table and we're going to champagne.
This is FX. Stop. This isn't Disney Channel.
Yeah. I was like, oh, this is Table Tammy. You coming over here to check us.
Table Tammy. That's good.
Table Tammy is coming over here to check us about our voice levels.
I'm just
going to
say, Table Tammy is now my stripper name.
Yeah, I like it. So we got Table Tammy, Fire and Desire, okay. Nova Scotia. We just need one more, right?
Need one more.
All right.
And then me for sure.
Spell
M-E-F-E-R and then sure.
It's so
Y'all gotta do rock, paper, scissors. I got mine, okay? Yeah. But before we even go further into this whole beach episode, Brenda, what you got for us?
Well, I just want to take a second to say, hey guys, how you doing? We love all of you here at AfterBuzz TV. Oh, AfterBuzz TV, that reminds me. That's the cheesiest way to go.
What about it?
I just wanted to say that if you guys are watching on YouTube, please give us some 5 stars, maybe comment in the live chat, and we'll shout you out on air or next week if we're a little bit stacked at the moment. If you're listening on iTunes, please give us some 5 stars there as well, because that also really helps us in the ratings. And ultimately, you guys are amazing. You help us do what we love to do. You have all the options here at AfterBuzz TV. Drama, action, it is a buffet of entertainment.
What do you mean?
Just a supple snack away.
Supple. I love that word. Girl, you could be supple something.
Supple Stacy. I do like supple. I don't know. Hop in the chat and let us know what my stripper name should be, please.
I like supple, girl. You better hold on to that. All right, which I love. We'll get to all that. So many things happened. But anyway, all right, this beach scene. So as you guys, I'm sure, have seen Paris is Burning, the documentary.
Right.
Did that beach scene where they're running on the beach, did that remind you of the scene in Paris is Burning where the women who had recently transitioned, they were just saying they were free and singing? Like, that was a flashback for me from that documentary.
It definitely, the episode looks like it has taken a lot of influences from that. And Paris is Burning obviously wrote the book or made the film on how Poe's got its style book and so many of the narratives. We even saw the body in Electra's closet. That made an appearance again. And we're going to get more into that in predictions because I have thoughts. But yeah, I thought it was a very clear reference and I appreciated that.
Yeah.
I mean, I did see some psychological things going on there as well. For some reason, maybe it was just me. I'm kind of dark this week. But I saw the PTSD from Candy's death from Electra. Mm-hmm. How she was like freaking out on Blanca because she stayed out all night. And where have you been? And all this kind of stuff. And she's like, things like this could happen to Candy. They hate us because they love us and, you know, whatever. And then also Lulu just being so, like, scared to get clocked. And all of that stuff was kind of dark to me. But I saw that it was, like, the reality of the episode for us because everything else was pretty, like, la la la, you know. So I enjoyed that. A little feminist in me was like, girl, okay, so your store just got burned down and now you're gonna get you a man who's a doctor. And that's going to save your life.
To be fair, though, he was very sexy.
He was. Yeah, I'm not mad.
I wasn't mad either. He had the muscles, little Baywatch going on. I was like, okay.
And he was accepting, so yeah. I'm not going to trip. But still, you know, there's always a tiny feminist inside.
That's like, you want to be independent. I mean, she did bring that up at some point. Yeah, like, that's not going to replace the store. No. But it's nice to have a fine man who
absolutely
wants to be
and I think we can all agree on that.
I also wanted to point out, I thought it was so interesting how the framing of the camera during dinner, when the bougie woman was like clocking them, the camera framed every single person at the table larger than a basic woman's frame. Because they're not large people, but they look a lot more broad and more masculine, and it's because of the camera work.
Wow, see?
Which emphasizes...
Okay, cinematography.
Right.
I did produce the show last year.
that was the main thing about that scene that I really latched onto, because it just drove more of the drama and it made you as the viewer feel, or at least me as the viewer, feel uncomfortable. And that's probably just because I noticed it and I'm a nerd.
Well, I did want to say one thing about that. I definitely, because we were talking a little bit about this earlier, I definitely thought that that woman was going to say something and they're going to be kicked out.
That's what I thought too.
I think that would have been realistically, like, if a very rich white woman comes over and you say something back to her with your, you know, people of color friends, especially being trans, I can only imagine, especially in that time, like, they would have been like, you gotta get out of here. So.
Right. This customer's a regular, we just don't want to upset her.
Exactly. Like, you guys are very loud, your tone is just a little much.
Mario, I'm with you on that. Okay, so with this whole Adrian lifeguard dude, okay?
Baywatch tease.
But Blanca, why did you go that far out in the water? Like, you said you didn't like the beach, but it sounds like you do.
I'm gonna assume that she was swept away.
That's what I thought. Okay.
It's very easy for that to happen at the beach.
Okay.
Yeah.
I actually thought, because I had seen the promo, I knew that there was that drama or the love interest. So I thought that it was gonna be her and Angel plotting to get the lifeguard to come and get her.
Oh, that would have been super
adorable. That would have been kind of cute.
But she really needed CPR. Like, she was spitting up water and everything. She did. So she needed the help.
I think the lesson here is, if you don't know how to swim, don't go past the ankles.
And right. If your friend tippy toes is bouncing, bounce back.
They went to the knees.
Because that's always me in the pool. I'm like, if it's up here, I gotta bounce. That's
just, if your friend doesn't know how to swim, don't pinky promise to hold hands out there.
Right.
You need, first of all, you need both your hands for this. Second of all, it don't matter if she hold your hand. Y'all both thinking you can't swim. So just chill on the beach.
I feel you. Oh, wait, also, okay. Category bathing suits. Who won? Because Lulu was looking good, and so is Angel with the makeup.
But Blanca was cute as hell, too.
Blanca was great, too. I would go with Lulu. I loved her outfit.
She looked good.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, but I could not keep my eyes off of Angel's booty, so I'm going to go with Angel. Hey. I was I was doing donkey kicks at the table watching this.
Yeah.
Because her butt is just like... I'm ready.
I definitely agree. I think Angel killed it. She had the glasses and like the headpiece.
The makeup.
I just lived. It was like very vintage, gorgeous. I don't know. I just loved it.
Yes.
I agree. Okay, guys. But also with Adrian, and when they did go back to the beach with this whole drunken love scene, because that's what it reminded me of at night. Were you guys nervous that like something might happen? Because I'm just like, I don't know if I trust it. He might try to knock her back in this water again.
Right.
You know? Like, it's nighttime now.
Right.
Like,
I tried to be... I just was like, no, they've had so much drama over the past few episodes. This is probably going to be a real love connection. And I also think because Janet Mock helps to make and write the show. And, you know, she's getting a divorce. But at one point, she was married to a man who identified as straight. And they had if you read her memoirs, had a very romantic meeting and all of this kind of stuff. So I think they wanted to show that trans girls can meet a straight man and be open about their transness and still have love.
So I
was like positive about it.
Yeah, nice. I'm glad that they showed. I love how they threw that little one tidbit in about like, oh no, yeah, grandma, I am putting on sunblock and all that. Like, he's
so
a really good guy. Okay, they're trying to make us know he's a good guy. He was on the phone with his granny. Okay,
wow. Or so he wants us to believe.
Exactly. Okay. Because the part of me
we
is
have
like,
trust issues.
Listen,
we know how these men are.
No, exactly.
Listen, I can get freaky.
Like,
but don't
okay,
call
who's granny?
Grandma.
Right.
No. Right. We figured
out. And I'm like, can you even see the caller ID back? You know, well, we know caller ID existed. She, because you know they're going to light us up in the comments. Caller ID existed. We know. All right. But okay, when Blanca came back in the wee hours of the morning, I actually thought it was a little selfish. Because here's why. Because of what happened to Candy. Like, you know the situation. Like, why would you do that? You don't have a cell phone. Like, I just felt like,
she can't,
you know,
live in fear.
You already almost drowned in the ocean. Then you want to come back late. Blanca's not invited to the next girls' trip. Or at least for me.
They need her. They need her.
I see your perspective,
you know what I mean?
Though.
I was like, you're not going to... Well,
I get that, and I'm gonna defend their choice with, or not necessarily defend, but the episode was written as if it was a girls' trip, like with actual like born female actresses,
but
like,
no, even
in
with-
the tradition, which is a weird take because they are, you know, they're women, but they're transgender, so it's a different perspective than a cisgender woman, which changes the script.
Well, sure, but what I'm saying is, like, even if I'm on a girls' trip, if my friend is out in the wee hours in the morning, like, girls, we stick together. If we come together, we leave together. If you're leaving with a guy, like, you need to let us know, like, you need to let us know all the details. That's just how it's supposed to be, or you need new girlfriends. But even with trans women, like, why are you not keeping in touch with the group that you came with?
Well, that's exactly it. That could have been really bad. That should have been more prominent because of the time and because of the topic, but because it was clearly written in a different tone... It's more romanticized.
I feel like she got lost. She got caught up.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
Honestly.
I was like, girl.
Because Blanca is bold and we love her for it, but like, you also have to watch out for yourself.
For sure.
I will say this. I've been on girls' trips where I've had a girlfriend who like went to go meet a guy and time swiftly passed and we didn't know where she was. We were talking like, hey, are you good?
Turn your location on.
Yeah, and then she came in around 5 or I don't know, early in the wee morning. And she was okay. Right. And she's just like, you know, I was caught up in the moment.
I'm
so it does It does happen. Yeah. But I do see your point in that they literally just had a friend murdered by a romantic, well, not romantic, but a sexual partner. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that may not have been the most sensitive thing to do. Yeah.
I thought Electric was going to be sleeping like a baby. She's just so carefree. Like, she'd just be like, you are good, fine.
She loves those girls. It's just tough love.
It was nice to see her change of heart.
I loved it.
Because this time it felt a little different than in the past when she's been tender and nice. And I think it has everything to do with Candy, as we saw at the end of the episode.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What did they say in the live chat?
Let's see. They said that they were dead, that they gave her... Okay, this is Fire of Desire.
Ooh.
Girl, we love your comments.
We
okay.
love it.
So, she says, dead, when the switchblade brass knuckles, when they took out all of the the weaponry
for
Blanca, they were only missing Candy's hammer.
Oh, that was such a good...
Oh, wow, that was a good point.
That was a good point.
And with these tools, the new Avengers will rise.
And Daryl has his own stripper dominator name.
Oh.
He would like to be called Black Magic or Mr. Voodoo.
Ooh.
Now listen here, Black Magic, Mr. Voodoo. Let me tell you.
Ooh. Black Unicorn has something to say.
Black he Unicorn. He sounds like our MySpace name.
A.K.A. me for sure. We're making up crazy names, y'all.
I love it.
Someone else is in there.
Okay. We love you guys.
Yes. Lady Longnails, she's kind of going back to Blanca.
Boom.
And
done. Stripper name right there.
Right.
Lady Longnails.
Lady Longnails.
Yeah, that is a good one.
I like it.
She's going back to Blanca's nail salon, and she says, as far as Blanca finding a better place that was more accepting, it was slim pickings for trans girls in general, but to be a trans business owner, I'm sure that would have been super tough.
Yeah.
You wish they had social media? Like, I would totally DM Blanca and be like, girl, do it at your house.
Right,
do
get her canceled.
That's
like,
a good idea.
Literally have people come into your door, do their nails.
Yeah, as long as you're licensed. I'm pretty sure you can still do them.
See?
Yeah, that might have been a good option for her. But I do agree, you know, it's not as easy as just like, oh, I'm going to find a new place.
Yeah.
But I think ultimately... that may have worked a little bit better in her favor.
Right. And this is why we wanted, like, in the very beginning when she was even trying to work with Ms. Norman, I was like, because even people in the comments were like, well, this is all they could do and she just needed to find something. I'm like, but this is why you stick to your guns and know your value because look what happened. What did you guys think of seeing Candy in that car scene? Me and Brittany were saying, like, we thought they were going to crash.
That was the moment I was like, the song even said, as I mentioned right before, the song was hold on.
Yeah.
While Electra's like,
Not paying attention to the road.
Right. I'm like, why are you turning back? That's like, also, just use your rear view.
That is such a sin anytime I watch a film or a movie or anything. They're the same thing. film or television show. That's what I meant to say. Where the person's driving and they're like, oh, that.
Not me. No. I hate those scenes. I'm like, oh.
Jamie the whole time was like, watch the road. Turn
right,
back
no,
around.
Please.
Exactly.
Yeah, I felt the same way. I mean, at first I thought it was cute. Like, oh, we're getting another candy. Because I feel like they didn't want to just kill her off. They wanted her to have a purpose through the rest of the season. But when Electra was literally, like, looking back for 20 minutes to stare, I was like, okay, this is how we crash. Like, let's look forward, okay?
It's also established, like, it was established at the start of the episode that she's not a good driver.
Right.
Yeah.
See? So I was like, that's gonna come back and get us.
She bought her license from a bodega.
That's right.
Yeah, exactly. Which she's teaching us a couple tips, you know? Mm. If you ever need a rental car.
I also thought... Actually, no. I'll save it for predictions.
Ooh. All right. Too. Well, we'll get into that. But, Shauna, what you got for us, Miss News and Gossip?
Ooh, okay. Sounds good to me.
AfterBuzz.
Let me just get this going because, you know, the way life works out here, you know, you gotta have it ready.
when you're just driving down the path and sometimes you look back.
Well, first of all, before we even start with the news and gossip and all the tweets of the week and everything, I want to address the trivia question. I haven't been here for a while. I know you guys were getting tens across the board because you guys were answering my last question. I gave you guys two reads that Pray Tell gave, and I needed to know who he read. And I got the answer, and it was Angel and Candy. So tens across the board for everybody.
Hey.
We're very proud of you guys. You guys are our smart panel. And the next question is this. Okay, are y'all ready? Get ready.
Is this the final question?
I think this is the final because they won't be able to answer really.
Oh, wow.
Guys, this
make
is
it
the
count,
final.
Guys.
Mm-hmm. Make
great.
It count. I better see, you know, comments up the yin yang. Okay. The name of the season 1, episode 8 finale was Mother of the Year. Okay, so who obviously was our lovely mother, Blanca. In honor of her huge heart, name her remaining kids in order. That's all you gotta do. Name the remaining kids of Blanca in order. Not that many. But, you know, obviously I'm gonna give a hint because, you know, I don't want anyone to feel like I'm tricking anyone. So the first one, let's just say his name starts with the D. If y'all don't know that one, then you ain't been watching.
Oh, I think I know.
Oh, okay. You might know. Okay, well, keep it to yourself. Don't tell anyone.
Daiquiri.
Oh, never mind. That's my stripper name. Okay, so that was the trivia question. So you guys answer in the comments. I'm looking for tens across the board. We know we want you guys to have finished it off strong. Okay, now we're moving on to our tweets of the week. First of all, let's start with Billy Porter, our dear Pray Tell. He said, I'm in my 30-year career. I've never been the object of anyone's affection in anything. It was so humbling and thrilling to be a part of this groundbreaking series. And so he did an interview with Entertainment Weekly. And it's cool because you guys talked about that. You guys talked about how, you know, it was really cool to see, like, the gay, like, couple being portrayed and just having HIV and being able to somehow come together.
Being both, well, not all being of these things. Black, male, HIV positive, and gay.
Right. And it's just, like, somehow.
And different ages. Like, that's groundbreaking for a show.
Yeah, so that's actually dope that he even said, like, that was his first time being the object of anyone's affection. And that needs to change. We need to see some more.
That's crazy.
Let me also just clarify. I don't believe either of the actors are HIV positive, but portrayed as on the show.
Yeah. Right. Okay, great. And the next tweet I wanted to bring to our attention for the tweets of the week is Stephen Canals, who says, True polls on FXT. I pitched the idea of Electra buying her driver's license from a bodega, inspired by my grandfather, who did the same in Harlem in the 70s and 80s. So how about life imitating art and art imitating life?
Interesting.
What do you guys think about that?
You gotta just do what you gotta do. Like,
be savvy. That's smart.
I'm saying, and you know what? It shows how everything comes around once or twice, because this is the, right now, we're in 2019, and he's still thinking about that in order to put it into a show. So that's wonderful. Mm-hmm. Last but not least, we have this tweet. I just thought it was funny. Char Says So posted a person who's a fan of Pose who said, How is it that this page is still active if Candy is really dead? Tell me something. Are these pictures recent or some old ones? I am confused. So here comes our girl, Angelica Ross. She said, LOL, what? This is not a Candy page. Candy is a character I play on TV, but I'm still very much alive, sis. AHS premiere September 18th. So I guess she said, baby,
American
watch
Horror Story.
American mm-hmm. Horror. Okay, there, because I don't watch it.
Shameless plug.
American Horror right. Story starts September 18th. Like, watch yes. me. I'm alive. Is that not funny?
That's hilarious. I love Angela Carrasco. You guys know she showed up last episode of last season. She was here. So mm-hmm. she was amazing. I cannot wait for American Horror Story. Same. And I'm happy that it's airing a month earlier than usual, because usually it shows up like around Halloween.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that's just next month. I'm just hoping for a great season.
I am. Yeah. I'm going to start watching it. That'll be my first time ever watching
start
it.
Start with season two.
Because of her. Okay, so yeah.
I'm also hoping that this season Candy is just in the forest somewhere, like watching all this.
I want her to have like a yeah. big role. Like,
I don't know
just
how time
really
wise that works, but I'm just hoping it works.
And since Angela Bassett was in that photo that you showed too, Shauna, like, what if they're, because sometimes Angela Bassett is also on American Horror Story. I'd love to see them together.
Right.
I know.
Wow. That might have been a
legend, an up and coming legend.
Yes.
Love it.
What else you got for us?
Next thing I got here is, listen to this. About last night, Pose on FX snatched a trophy.
Yes!
Definitely. It says, we were named Best Drama Series at the, excuse me if I mess it up, but I think it's the Imogen Foundation Awards. And MJ Rodriguez received her flowers and was named Best Actress in a TV Series. This is amazing because I did hear an interview of MJ Rodriguez and she said, you know, a lot of us have not even been validated in our craft before. And then for us to just do this show and receive all these awards and all this recognition, it's just been such a great journey for her. And we got to be a part of it. Like, that was the best part of it all.
That's amazing.
Yes. Yeah, that's super exciting.
Guess what, guys? Queerty on Twitter.
You said it right. Queerty
on Twitter just posted that Marvel just put out a major casting call for transgender actors to play a superhero.
Which is huge.
Which is amazing because Marvel is the hugest. And MJ Rodriguez had something to say. She said, this is major. Go Marvel. Inclusion is key. Now young girls and boys and non-binary individuals from all walks of life will have yet another female superhero to look up to. This is beyond beautiful. Like, don't you see the groundbreaking things happening? Like, this is just amazing. And then the last thing I want to bring up is the fact that our faves are not only popular with us, honey, with the House of Pose, they're popular with everybody, including the queen, Janet Jackson.
Yes.
As you can see, we have Pretty Pretty Ricky, we have Candy, Sweet Candy, and then we have the beautiful Lulu hanging out with the real Janet Jackson.
Like, that's really cool.
That's amazing.
I mean, basically, invite us next time. Can we do this together?
And they talked about Janet so much in season one. Like, I know they're just so happy. Because I know Steven's a huge fan of Janet and Mariah. Mariah had even tweeted them playing her song, I think, from last episode.
Yes.
So,
like,
they're doing big things.
And it's
awesome.
So cool to see. I don't have anything else for you guys, but I just wanted to pump it up real quick and let you guys know that this show is obviously making waves. This show is obviously something that we are all being a part of when it comes to history. And, like, hello, tens across the board for all of us and all of them.
Yes. This is our tens. I love it. Tens across the board.
That's okay. Right. And look, like, I'm the queen of giving them out, y'all. I mean,
she is. I love it. We need people like that.
Yeah.
You know, stay that way.
Thank you.
All right, you guys. So, of course, we have to get into our predictions. Literally. Let this all just marinate. This will be our last predictions, right? Because next episode is the finale. So before we get into predictions, I just want to present the names because I don't want us to forget about people. So remind me, too, if I forget anybody. Okay, so we got Pray Tell, Ricky and Damon, Angel's Photographer, Angel and Poppy, Drugs, Relationship, What's Gonna Happen, Stan. I could have sworn Evan Peters tweeted last year that Stan would be in season two. I know he did. Because that was in our news and gossip.
Though, and they were saying it wouldn't make sense for him to come back because of how far Angel has come. So they
But see, that's the thing. That's why y'all can't tease us last season saying he's going to be here and then he's not. Because I was looking forward to seeing him pop up and they could have added him or he could have been in the beach episode like, Angel, is that you?
Right.
And you got his sunscreen.
That would have made a lot of sense.
Wouldn't it be funny if Patty was the one who came over to the table like, you guys are very loud. That would have been a good one.
Thank you. Like, that's all I'm saying. And then let's not forget about Blanca and Adrian. Love Blanca with her HIV. What happened to House of Ferocity, House of Wintour, and other houses in the Blanca's Nail Salon. So I just want to throw that out there to help with predictions and let me know what you think is going to happen. All right.
Well,
I'm going to get into this right now. I'm going to dive right in. I thought we were going to get the body discovered this week, but it didn't happen, so I'm thinking maybe next week. Somebody is coming upstairs to Miss Electra saying that there is a funny smell. Mm. All that pine, a little suspicious, honey. I don't buy it.
Yeah.
I don't buy it.
A little suspicious. Mm-mm. Just a little.
No.
Okay, good one. What about Shauna, Marielle?
I mean, I have plenty. I think, okay, it's a lot. This is what I think. I think Candy is, on the last episode, we're going to have to, like, verbally let her go. Because she's looking a little decayed or something like that. Like, they're, or maybe that was just, I don't know. But to me, she was looking a little creepy. Did you guys notice that or no?
She's just getting ready for Horror Story.
Yeah, She was giving me 80s makeup vibes.
I think they're going to have to, like, release her verbally because they are dealing with just, like, having her spirit lingering around because I think they haven't let her go.
In a way, she's sort of, like, the spirit of Ballroom now. So, like, as Ballroom starts moving into a different part of its existence,
so
is she.
I could see her popping up a few more times.
Well, I think they're going to honor her with the whole lip sync battle thing. I think that Pretty Ricky and Pray Tell are going to definitely fizzle out. Angel and Poppy are going to get married, of course, because I love them so much.
Oh, it's wishful thinking.
Yeah.
I mean, things are going well for me in life. Blanca and Adrian are going to fall madly in love, but, you know, basically, blah, 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 Paula Abdul type shit.
Okay. I'm here for it. I agree that body in the closet, the fact that there's a smell, the fact she has all that pine, the fact she wants to invite people over. Yeah, like, oh, I can't. There's an issue with the air conditioner. Something's going to happen with that body next episode. I think that Angel and Poppy's relationship is going to have some issues because of that photographer and her career as well. I don't know what exactly she's going to be, but I could see that falling apart. I pray and hope to God that Ricky and Pray Tell fizzle because I have never been a fan of that coupledom, and I need them apart. I hope Damon flourishes in his career and does not look back at Ricky because I think he could do better.
Do we think he's even going to be in the finale?
He said he's going to Europe.
I think he is. In the preview, like they showed a little glimpse of him. Mm-hmm. But yeah, forget. No, Ricky. Damon, just keep living your best life. What else did we mention? Oh, I do think Blanca and Adrian are going to, you know, that relationship is going to grow and that she'll be able to work on nails in a different capacity.
Yeah.
Maybe, like, at a new salon or from home
or at the
like
balls.
That.
Get people prepared for the balls.
Mm-hmm.
That could be something good.
Yeah, that's
you
a
know?
Good one.
I just thought of it at the top of my head. For me, I'm thinking, okay, so since Elektra is going to be, I guess, hosting at the balls in place of Pray Tell, is Pray Tell going to be okay? Why is she replacing him? I mean, he did pass out a couple episodes back. And let's see. I just feel like the finale has so much going on with the body in the closet. So I am hopeful, but I'm a little nervous because I'm like, I feel like it's going to be so much in the season finale that it's going to be a lot to take in. And I just want it to make sense to me. And I know that's probably a lot to ask for. But I don't really know, but I just want it to be a really great episode, and we will just have to find out. So you guys, let us know what your predictions are. Leave a comment. We love you for watching. Now, before we go, we got to let you know where you can find us. So, Mariel, let's just start with you.
You guys can find me at Mariel_Turner on all social media.
And you can find me, Brendan Haley, at Brendan Haley on Instagram and Brendo Hales on Twitter.
Yes, you know, you can catch me on Twitter at Deshauna O.
All right, guys, and Jamie Gray. You can find me on Twitter at It's Jamie Gray or on Instagram at Jamie Gray, JAIMI. All right, we love you for watching. Thank you, guys. Live, work, and post.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.